The last thing I want to ask you about is the issue of new agents and new strategies for ovarian cancer treatment. But just before we get into that, you mentioned second-line therapy and the various options that are available for that. Just kind of curious how you make those decisions in terms of what you use second, third, and fourth.
Well, this is a dilemma. We have now at least 10 or 12 active drugs that are being considered in these patients. And if you look at the 2008 NCCN guidelines for treatment, they're all listed as options that should be considered. How do you make that decision? We can't really say that one drug is better than another in any individual patient. Certainly, people have used drug resistance assays, the results of drug resistance assays, either on primary tumor to make decisions about second and third line therapy, or in some cases on tumor tissue retrieved immediately before that treatment decision is made to help guide therapy. It's not unreasonable to exclude drugs that appear to be ineffective in terms of demonstrating extreme resistance in drug resistance assays, and excluding those, at least initially, in favor of using drugs that did not appear to be ineffective. That's probably the most scientific way, but still unproven in terms of ultimately whether outcome is going to be effective. It's not unreasonable to do that. The other considerations, of course, are known toxicity, which is a lot more easily predictable in these patients. So the least toxic regimen, the most convenient regimen for patients, those two aspects should be considered foremost in the absence of other compelling data to know what sequence is most appropriate, where to start out. There are other factors that are probably used in the community to determine which regimens should be chosen, and some of those might be financial and economic, I don't know. And in our practice, which is essentially an academic practice, we tend to explore factors such as relative toxicity, impact on quality of life and activities of daily living, and convenience to the patient in selecting the sequence of second, third, fourth line therapy.